For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon to Southeast Louisiana, New Orleans, and around the world. How's everyone doing today? I pray you're doing well and you're having a great month of January as we, believe it or not, start coming to the final 3 weeks of January 2020. I hope you're sticking to what you set out to do because it happens that fast. But God's faithful. He gives us 24 hours in a day. There's times in there to rest, times to press in, times to cry, times to laugh. Isn't it true? Ecclesiastes. You know, he said, teach us to number our days that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom. God knows what he's doing. Just pray and obey, right? Well, I'm talking all this week, and I'll get into it next week as well, on this word called perseverance. It's a powerful tool. It really kind of lines up with those five essentials to winning our race under the topic of determination, I guess this would be. But I talked about why persevere yesterday. I started into, so you can have success in spiritual warfare. There will be times where you are going to be up against, amen? Look at Job. He persevered and he got double. And then he saw Jesus. I left yesterday's broadcast saying, well, what about Jesus in the wilderness? He remained steadfast and he was victorious over the devil. He endured the cross. There's our word, endured, persevered, Hebrews 12:2. On the cross, he perseveres and he brings salvation to everybody. We'll have the victory of Christ if we persevere. But this next one is something I see happening in my own life. You tell me if you don't agree. Another reason to persevere is growth. I want you to picture the chicken and the little eggshell, little chick and the shell. How's that? So that little chick is in there and he begins pecking at that shell. Now he doesn't quite understand why he has to wait, persevere, and peck that thing so hard. But it's wired in him and he keeps at it and he keeps knocking the shell. He keeps knocking the inner frame. Now watch, brothers and sisters. He works very hard gaining strength hour by hour from that God-ordained struggle. Yes, you heard it correctly. God had that chick wired so that he would just get muscles, perhaps through frustration, pecking that shell. But before long, he got enough strength and endurance by pecking that thing. He was able to cope with a new environment when he pops out of there and breaks through that shell. He pecks some more. And before you know it, he's ready for the next level, the new level in his life. Right? So there's risks outside of that shell, but God has prepared him and us for those risks through perseverance and struggle. We've built our muscles for the next phase.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.